Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On the hotline right now, our friend Trent Green is stopping by. Chiefs take on the Texans on Sunday to see if we go to the AFC Championship.
I got a lot of questions for this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Born in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. A graduate of Indiana University, he was drafted by the San Diego Chargers and spent time in the Canadian Football League before landing a starting gig with the Washington Redskins. He made the move to the St. Louis Rams before a season-ending injury led to his eventual trade to the Kansas City Chiefs, where he spent the next five seasons rivaling the likes of Tom Brady, Brett Favre, and Dan Marino in total passing yards. He spent time with the Miami Dolphins and back with the Rams before retiring in 09, and today, he's here to talk all about the Chiefs' big playoff game this Sunday against the Houston Texans. Please welcome, friend of the show, Chiefs legend, Trent Green.
Hey Trent, how you been, man?
Hey, good to talk to you, Johnny. It's the season's winding down. There's only eight teams left, and fortunately for KC, the Chiefs are one of them. So, it's a good time of year.
We spoke last time we were in Sturgis. I was a little bleary. It was early morning, and
right.
Yeah, it was a good time, man. We took off out of there and had a good run all the way out to the Redwood Forest and ran down through into San Francisco and then back on the loneliest highway in America across there. So it was a really nice motorcycle run.
You ride that entire way?
Yeah, no, it's beautiful. I mean, absolutely beautiful, man.
Oh, I imagine it's beautiful. I've flown to San Francisco many times, and it's very beautiful from the air. I can't imagine how long that takes on a bike.
Yeah, we did it in about 9 days. I think we had to take it as 10 days. But coming back across that what they call the loneliest highway, there's a couple of air bases out there. Naval jet bases, and these dudes will come screaming over the top of you at about, they can't be 1,000 feet, and they're doing just a Mach 1, and just all of a sudden, a shadow just super fast goes over, and then they're gone in the horizon, and then you hear the noise over your own motorcycle.
Right.
Yeah, super fun.
You hear it after the fact.
Yeah. So yeah, I've been watching this from the side, I was a little worried. We had a couple of weird bounces there in the beginning of the season with our team, and we got back on it. Everything seems to be going good. We get past this, we get past that, and then out of nowhere, the untouchable, the Patriots, Tom Brady, they take two falls and they're gone. What happened?
Yeah, they really struggle, and I actually called that that Week 17 game against the Dolphins when they lost that prior to the playoffs starting. So it they just didn't look like the same. I mean, their defense was highly rated, one of the top defensive units all year. They, for a long time, were leading the league in least points allowed from a defensive standpoint. Probably their best defensive player, Stephon Gilmore, who was arguably the defensive player of the year, got torched in that last game against Miami. And, it just opened up the door a little bit. And then, sure enough, in the first round of the playoffs, yeah, I don't know if you remember, Mike Vrabel was a linebacker here for the Chiefs for a while, but he played for the Patriots for a long time, won three Super Bowls with them, but he's now the head coach of the Titans, and he took his Titans in there, rolled in there, and put it to them. So, yeah, it's kind of shocking that they got bumped the way they did, especially how long that dynasty's been in place.
Yeah, you would think that I guess in our heads, the way it makes sense is you go to the playoffs, but maybe you don't win the Super Bowl that year, and it kind of winds itself down. Not you just didn't even get to the dance. So now there's all this talk about, what's going to happen with him. He goes free agent. Is he going to stay? Does he want to go somewhere else and try it? He's never been pursued, so he wants to see what's going to happen there. Does Belichick want to try to win something without him? Is that even possible? So Kraft loves him, thinks he's family. What do you think he does? Does he take the money or does he walk away?
You know, it's crazy because that Week 17 game, I had a chance to talk to him and sat down with him and asked him that. And I said, this is, you know, my conversations I had with other players that are in this position. Here's what my experience was when I went through it. And he's actually excited about it. He said he wants to play again. He is 42 years old, but he says he's in great shape physically, wants to play. Mentally, he's fine. So he does want to play again, and he said he's excited about the fact of being a free agent, getting an opportunity to look around. He's never been a free agent. He wants to sit down and with his wife and family and figure out what his goals are. Are his goals to finish up and play in New England? Are his goals to go somewhere and try and win another championship, or maybe stay in New England and try and win another championship? So he has to put those goals in place. And then he said, ultimately, when I get done putting those goals in place, then I have to determine, is New England the best place to get it done? And do they want me back? And if it's not New England that is going to help me fulfill these goals, then is there another team out there that could get me to that point? And it was really an eye-opening conversation for me, because that was really the first time, you know, I've always said there's no way Brady's going anywhere else. He's going to finish his career there. But after that conversation, I finally opened myself up to the fact that, listen, he's willing to move on if it means it's going to help him accomplish what it is he's looking to accomplish. And
yeah, well,
I know there's a lot of speculation out there about him going to the Chargers just because he has a home in L.A., his wife, the kid. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why he would go to L.A., so there's some talk of him going to the Chargers if they decide to move on from Phillip Rivers. They're moving into a new stadium, trying to sell tickets. There's a lot there.
Yeah, what would you do? If you were he, would you say, you know what, it's been a great life, I have enough money, I got a beautiful family, I got no terrible head injuries, I'm going to walk away? Because that's the smart thing to do.
Yeah, you know, it's tough.
Imagine it is.
My last year was 38, and for me, I had those two concussions, as you know, and for me, it was more about walking away healthy, walking away on my own terms. So when I did go through a season healthy in 08, that's when I decided in 09, I just said, you know what, I'm picking my own time to be done and not. He, on the other hand, is still playing at a really high level, hasn't had the major injury except in 2008 with his knee. And I tell these guys all the time, I talk to Drew Brees about it, I talk to Phillip Rivers about it, I've talked to Roethlisberger about it. I'm just like, if you guys still want to play, you physically can play, and mentally you feel like you can deal with the grind of, you know, all the training and what goes on, I said, man, keep playing, because when it's done, it's done. So,
It's tough, isn't it?
If he still wants to play and feels like he can, I don't have any problem with it.
Well, how do you give up? I mean, that's the thing, like, you're the lead singer of a rock band. Yeah. You're the greatest actor in the world. You're the quarterback on the winning team in the NFL. You're the guy standing in the middle of that field in front of not 90,000 people. We're talking about millions, tens of millions of people. And you're aware of that, right? I mean, you were aware of that, you know. And that day that when they need you and you step up and you deliver the game-saving moment, there can be no drug, no girl, no sex, no nothing that could be more powerful than that moment in your life.
You know, and it's interesting you relate it to music, obviously, because that's your world. But I'm thinking, I was going back to 1994, and the Eagles did a farewell tour in San Diego, and I was like, I told my wife, I was like, we got to go. It's their last time.
We're right, going. Right.
Man, they've had like four farewell tours after
right.
that. So it's like, to that point, once it's done, it's done. And in rock and roll, obviously, you can have that reunion tour or do something like that. But from a sports standpoint, you know, Michael Jordan, as bad as he wants to get back on the court, and he tried. He kept extending it, went to the Wizards, tried, you know, coming up with all these other ways. Once it's done, it's done. So,
well, there's a difference between walking away and having it taken away, isn't it?
Oh, it's a big difference.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a big difference. And that's where I was, you and I have talked about this in the past. That's where I was at peace with it, because of the injuries in 06 and 07. Once I got through the 08 season clean, I had some opportunities to go be that veteran backup and go somewhere. And I just said, you know, to bounce around for a couple years and try and extend it just to kind of hang on, it just wasn't right for me. And I had the opportunity to transition into broadcasting, and maintain you know, the quality of life that I had, and got to pick my own time. So yes, it's that's a good point.
I wouldn't have done it any other way if I were you. I mean, honestly, because you were already the guy. You were already the man. You were the quarterback, the guy who's standing there, the guy who wins the game with his team. And you're right. Go to backup, you could, but the only reason to do that, in my mind, is money, because it is a step down, you know. And if you don't have to, and you can call your own shot like you did, man, what greater honor than to walk off like that, than have them just not re-sign you or drop you or bench you, and then you just got to sit it out. And that's I don't care who you are or how strong you think you are, your ego, that hurts. It hurts, and it's a bit depressing. When it's time to go, you got to go.
Yeah, it does. And I know, looking at Brady after that game, you know, he was frustrated because of the way it ended. He ended up with a pick six at the end, you know, and it was kind of a desperation thing. There really wasn't much of a chance. There's only a few seconds left when it happened. And you can say, well, he's coming back because he doesn't want it to end that way. You know, the guy's won 11 straight division titles, or the Patriots had won that many straight division titles. They've been to 6 consecutive AFC championship games. He's won 6 Super Bowls. He's been to 9 Super Bowls. It's like there's no one that could fault him if he decided to just walk away.
No, nobody remembers him for an interception. That's not how you remember Tom Brady. There are going to be people who are mad till the day they die because he beat their team every time he walked into a stadium.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, it's he around Boston, he can do whatever he wants. It's But everywhere else, I'm not sure they feel the same way.
Yeah, you know me, I'm not a giant sports guy, so I'm just following this from the outsides now. I get interested because Patrick Mahomes is such an interesting guy, and he's such a good player, and he seems, for all intents and purposes, like a really nice human being. And I love to see good guys win. Like, it's one of the greatest joys in this world. So,
well, hopefully that's what the Chiefs have in Patrick Mahomes. Is a guy. You know, you and I were talking, you know, we've been sitting here talking about Brady and does he move on. There's something to say about staying with an organization your entire career. I envy the fact that Will Shields spent his entire career here. I wish I could have stayed on one team my entire career. I just happened to not be very good coming out of college, and it took me a couple teams and a couple leagues to finally find my footing and establish myself here in Kansas City. So, you know, I think with Patrick Mahomes, he can be that guy for the Chiefs. He can be that, you know, 15-plus year guy.
Wouldn't that be great?
As long as he stays healthy and the way he handles himself in the community, and obviously the level of play that he does.
Yeah, you know, it's because this was, I mean, you talk about that on a much smaller level. This is the only place this show's ever been. You know, we got hired at The Rock, and this is it. There's no other, like, this is it. It's always been Kansas City.
And I've got to imagine you've been tempted to take your show national and
no, we've had offers, but it doesn't make any sense. I mean, why would you want to do that if you can stay happy here? I mean, as long as, you know, again, you get paid enough to live, take care of what you got to get taken care of, and that's not going to be the issue, then why would you want? I don't desire going to another city and having to start over again and make new friends. And I like it here. Like, it's a good city, man. Full of really wonderful people.
No, it is, and that's, you know, that's why we came back and decided to raise our kids here after I got done and retired. And there's a lot of good things. I don't think you should use that tactic when you go into to negotiate your contract.
I know, I like it here. I know. Listen, I there's a reason I don't negotiate nothing, because I go straight from I love this city to you can suck my D. So there's none of that business.
I'm in the Sturgis right now, damn it, if you don't give me reason.
What do you think our chances are now? We got to get through, and I don't know anything about the Texans. You have to walk me through, do you think?
All right. Yeah, no, I feel real good about it. They obviously, they came in here to Arrowhead earlier in the year and got the upset win after the Chiefs took a decent 2-touchdown lead, and then they came back and they won it. So, you know, there's a lot of people think that Houston, because they have that experience coming into Arrowhead and getting the win earlier this year, it's a much different team. The defense is playing much better. Chris Jones is back. Hitchens is back. It's much healthier on that side of the football, and they're just playing better. And then on the offensive side, you know, Patrick Mahomes was dealing with an ankle injury that first time. Both left guard, left tackle, the entire left side of the line missed that game because of injury. So now you have those guys back. So it's a much healthier team now. The team is playing better. So I feel very confident about it. But it's the playoffs, and there's only 8 teams left, and crazy things happen. They still have to show up and perform and get it done.
So you're saying I should take $1,000, put it on the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl?
It's one of 8 teams, so that's... I'm not a big gambler, so we've seen so many things. Think about how many crazy things in sports you see. Bounce of a ball, the flip of whatever. I mean, it's just too crazy. I mean, these guys, you know, that guy who was the baseball guy that was the Astros, he bet like however many millions of dollars. I don't care if you have $1 million to bet it or not. It's just crazy to think it's, to do it on. Well, there's so many variables that come into play.
Let me tell you, as far as sports betting goes, I have lost 100% of everything I've ever put on the table. Everything. Every time.
Yeah, you know, that's the problem. I have friends that are into it, and, you know, it never fails. You know, when you're on a winning streak, you think you're inevitable, so you start betting more and more games and more numbers and more everything. And then eventually it comes back around the other way. And then if you're losing, you're playing catch up, right? It's like, you know, you gotta start making it up. So, you know, let's go after it. So
that makes sense for me. I've never won even one time betting sports, so I'm due.
You're due. There you go.
Yeah, you can't lose forever, right?
That's right. That's right. It's
makes perfect sense.
As long as you keep swinging, you know? the law of averages are going to come around.
So tell me this. Do you get to go to the Super Bowl?
We have the opportunity to go. I generally don't go unless I'm working it. So last year, CBS had the game, and so I was working it. I actually ended up not going to the game in Atlanta. I worked up until Saturday, and then I decided to fly home Saturday night so I could watch the game with my family and just hang out in the basement and enjoy it. But, yeah, this year it's down in Miami. I don't have any responsibilities from a broadcasting standpoint. So, yeah, I'm going to be like everybody else. Got a bunch of bad food, sit around, eat and drink too much, and take it all in.
Since we're so close to it, though, tell me, you know, with a Super Bowl win, what's it, at that moment, what's it like? Like, what's happening on the field right then? Like, when it's all coming down to it, everything you've worked for your entire life, like, it really is the culmination. It is the coronation for any quarterback.
Yeah, and you know, it was kind of a mixed emotions for me. As you know, I had missed that season because of my knee injury. I started off as the starter, and then Kurt Warner went in, and he went in and led them to the Super Bowl. So it was kind of mixed emotions because here my entire career, I was 29. I'd been in the league for 7 years, everybody talks about getting to that moment, being in the Super Bowl, you know, all the fanfare leading up to it. You know, the week leading up to the game, and then you get to the game and the whole pageantry of it all. And there was a lot of excitement there. And if not because you're not a huge sports fan, that was the game against the Rams in Tennessee where we tackled them, the Rams. Mike Jones tackled the Titans receiver right at the 1 yard line on the final play of the game. And had they scored, then there was the potential to go into overtime after that. But because it came down to the final play, and then all of a sudden the tackle is short, everybody jumps, the confetti comes down, everybody goes nuts, and then pretty much nobody goes to bed for like the next 3 days.
So it was,
that's great. It was a lot of fun. And that was a cool moment for me growing up in St. Louis, going back to St. Louis and having all the people – you know, around the airport when you land, and then for the Super Bowl parade, going through the streets of the town that I grew up in. I had my wife and my two boys. Actually, I only had my older boy. My youngest boy had just been born, so we just took the 2-year-old, and he's hanging in the truck, high-fiving all the people as we're going through the streets and everything. So that was a cool moment to be able to share as a family.
Isn't that great? Isn't that beautiful, man? Couldn't happen to a better cat. Listen, I always appreciate you, Trent. You're a brother, and man, you're doing great. Everybody, don't forget to watch him on CBS. Any of the games that air there. Is this weekend's game CBS or no?
This is CBS, but Romo and Nance have the game here in Kansas City. I'll actually be calling the game on radio for Westwood One. So sometimes I can't get enough of it. So
hey, you know,
rolling around if I don't have a TV game and radio calls and says, hey, you know, you're right there in Kansas City. I said, listen, I'm probably going to go to the game anyway. So if you want me to call it, that'll just make it easy. So nice. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'll have the call with Kevin Kugler on Westwood One this week.
Excellent. Well, then next year, man, of course, it's going to run on the Wolf here at Entercom.
Hey. That's right. You got it. That's right. Exactly.
Well, good, Dan. We'll be able to see each other more. That's awesome.
Yeah. Good deal. It's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be, it looks like the weather is going to cooperate and be in the 40s. So that's a great, great time out at Arrowhead. I know I'm looking forward to it.
All right, man. Take care, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good.
Bye. I really like that guy.
I always
say that, but I really do. Like, and I just, again, what's cooler than seeing a good guy win? Like, I love listening to him tell the story about winning a Super Bowl and then getting to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how great is that?
Everything you imagined worked towards your whole life.
Ugh, I love it. I mean, you know me, it doesn't matter if it's sports or you break the sound barrier with an airplane. It doesn't matter. Whatever. You get a Grammy. You get your first platinum record.
Win in life.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever your win in life is, if you're a good dude and you really made it happen, man. Like that, I love. Cannot tell you how much I love to see that. So, that being said, Mahomes, we need to get serious about this because I got to go crack open my 401k. This losing streak can't last forever.
Sunday, the Chiefs will play. We're gonna beat the Texans. We're gonna rock the joint when we get more points. We're gonna beat the Texans. You know Mahomes will pass, shove it up J.J. Watt's ass. His playoff hopes will be wrecking. The Chiefs will be just fine if we score more times and beat the Houston Texans. It'll give us a thrill to watch Tyreek Hill run by those dumbass Texans.
And even better, Tom Brady will be a grouch watching it home from his couch
as we take out the Texans.
Let's get more points!
Yeah, we're gonna beat the Texans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.